Title: Glue an Amen Style Atmosphere Without Losing Headroom in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, let's build that classic Amen air that makes drum and bass feel glued without your mix suddenly clipping or your master getting crushed. Because in jungle and modern rollers, the Amen isn't just drums. It's texture. It's room tone. It's grit between the hits. That smeared, moving bed that makes everything feel like it belongs together. But here's the beginner trap. You add atmosphere, and your peaks jump up. Your mix goes cloudy, and you end up fighting the limiter instead of writing music. So today we're making a controlled Amen Atmos layer that sits under your main drums, adds movement and vibe, and costs basically no headroom. We're doing it with stock Ableton Live 12 devices, and a routing approach you'll see in real DNB sessions. First, quick setup. Set your tempo somewhere around 165 to 175 BPM. If you want a safe classic starting point, go 172. On the master, do nothing for now. No limiter. No mastering chain. We're going to earn our headroom the right way. And here's your early target. While you're writing, aim for the drum bus peaking around minus 8 to minus 60 BFS, and the whole master peaking around minus 6. That gives you space to build without everything turning into a loudness war. Now let's get an Amen into live. If you want the fastest method, drag an Amen loop onto an audio track. Done. But if you want control, and you do, right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the slicing options, slice by transients, create one slice per transient, and keep warp on. Now you've got a drum rack where each hit is on its own pad. This is perfect for rearranging, adding ghost notes, and making the break follow your groove instead of forcing your groove to follow the break. Next, we need a simple beat so the atmosphere has context. Make a basic 2-bar DNB pattern. Put your snare or clap on beats 2 and 4. Put a kick on one, then add another syncopated kick somewhere before or after beat 3, and sprinkle a few Amen hats or ghost notes around the snare. Not a full-on chopped break masterpiece, just enough movement so the air has something to wrap around. Now the core technique, creating the Amen Atmos track. Duplicate your Amen source. If it's the sliced rack, duplicate that MIDI track. If it's an audio loop, duplicate the audio track. Rename the duplicate Amen Atmos. This track is not supposed to sound like a second drum loop. Think noise floor, not extra drummer. If you can clearly hear individual kicks and snares from this Atmos track while your main drums are playing, it's too transient heavy or too loud. We're going for implied drums, not competing drums. Now on Amen Atmos, we're going to build a device chain that removes punch, keeps texture, and controls peaks. First device, EQ8. Turn on a high pass filter, 24 dB per octave, and set it around 200 to 350 Hz. Start at 250. This is one of the biggest headroom savers in the entire lesson. Low end in an ambience layer is almost always a tax you don't need to pay, especially in drum and bass where the bass and kick already own that space. If the Amen gets a bit spitty or sharp, do a gentle dip around 2 to 5 kHz, maybe minus 2 to minus 4 dB. Just a touch. Next, drum bus. Yes. Drum bus on a break. It's great for this. Turn boom off. Important. We are not adding low-end thump to an ambience layer. Set drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. And here's the magic knob. Transients. Pull it negative, around minus 20 to minus 40. What we're doing is shaving the spikes so the layer becomes a wash instead of a punchy loop. Less transient equals less peak chaos. If it's harsh, use damp and set it somewhere in the 5 to 15 kHz region to tame the top. Next. Saturator. Choose soft sign for smoother density, or analog clip if you want it grittier. Drive it 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. This is where you get thickness and presence without huge peak jumps, but only if you don't go crazy. And quick coaching note, after you add saturation, match the output level. Louder always sounds better, and it will fool you. Use the output control, or slap a utility after it, and level match so you're judging vibe, not volume. Next, a gentle compressor. Not the sidechain one yet. Set ratio to 2 to 1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds so you don't completely kill movement. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds so it breathes with the groove. Then lower the threshold until you get about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. At this point, your Amen Atmos should sound like a gritty moving bed that follows the rhythm, not a second drum kit. Now, let's add space without drowning the mix. This is where beginners often lose headroom fast. They put reverb directly on the track. Crank it, and suddenly everything is louder and smeary. Instead, we're going to use a return track. Create return A and name it Jungle Verb. Drop hybrid reverb onto it. Set it to a blend mode, Convolution plus algorithm if you want a nice hybrid texture, set decay, or time somewhere around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. A good DNB sweet spot is about 1.6 seconds. Set pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. That keeps the groove punchy, because the reverb starts just after the hit. Now filter it. High cut around 7 to 10 kHz so it's darker and less fizzy. And low cut around 250 to 400 hz. Seriously, do not skip this. Low frequency reverb is one of the fastest ways to lose headroom and blur your bass. After hybrid reverb, add EQ 8 again on the return. High pass around 300 to 500 hz. And if it starts masking your snare crack, dip a little around 2 to 4 kHz. Now, only send the Amen Atmos to this reverb. On Amen Atmos, raise send A a bit. Start around minus 18 to minus 12 dB send level, then adjust by ear. Keep your main drums mostly dry so they stay punchy and forward. Now we glue it to the drums using movement, not volume. Here's the trick. Sidechain duck the atmosphere so it gets out of the way of the snare and kick, then rushes back in to fill the gaps. That's the wrap around the hits feeling. On Amen Atmos, add another compressor and turn on sidechain. For audio from, choose your snare track. If you don't have a separate snare track, you can choose your main drum group, but snare only is a really clean start. Set ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds so it ducks quickly. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds so it recovers musically. Then lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of ducking on snare hits. Now you should feel the snare stay punchy, while the vibe stays alive in between. This is how you get bigger without louder. Next, group your drums. Select your main drums and your Amen Atmos, and group them. Name the group drums. On the drums group, keep it conservative. We're not smashing. We're tidying and lightly gluing. Add EQ 8 first. If it feels heavy, do a tiny low shelf cut, like minus 1 to minus 2 dB below 80 hz. Tiny moves. Then add glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds. Release on auto, or around 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Turn soft clip on, and aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on loud hits. If you're seeing 5 dB, you're not gluing, you're flattening. You can add a limiter on the drums group if you need to catch occasional overs while writing, but don't lean on it. If it's doing more than 1 to 2 dB often, go back and fix the earlier stages, transients, EQ, saturation level, or sidechain. Now, a super useful headroom check. Do a quick /B on the drums group. Mute the Amen Atmos. Look at the peak level. Unmute the Amen Atmos. Look again. If the peaks jump more than about 1 to 2 dB, you're adding peaks instead of density. That's the opposite of what we want. Fix it by pulling drum bus transients down more, high passing a bit higher, reducing the reverb send, or just lowering the Amen Atmos fader. And here's a really good rule. Turn the Atmos down until you miss it when it's muted, not until you clearly hear a loop. That mindset alone fixes a lot of beginner mixes. Quick mud detector, too. Solo only the bass and the Amen Atmos. If your bass suddenly loses clarity, your Atmos probably has too much energy in the 200 to 600 hz range. Instead of just turning the whole Atmos down, try a narrow EQ dip in that range. It often solves the problem instantly. Now let's make it feel like a real track with arrangement. Try this classic layout. For the intro, 16 bars. Run Amen Atmos plus the reverb only. Then automate a filter slowly opening, either with auto filter or an EQ 8 low pass gradually lifting. Keep volume steady. Automate tone more than level. That keeps headroom predictable. For the drop, 32 bars, bring your main drums back full. Keep the Atmos tucked with the sidechain. For a midsection, 16 bars. Pull the main drums for 4 bars and let the Atmos breathe. Maybe open the filter and slightly reduce the sidechain amount for a moment. It creates a lift without needing a huge drum fill. Second drop, bring everything back and, if you want the room to feel bigger, slightly increase the Amen Atmos send to jungle verb. Not a lot, just enough to feel the space widen. Now a few optional pro style variations if you want to go further, still beginner friendly. Variation 1. Ultra headroom save verb ghost. Turn the Amen Atmos track itself quite low, and send more to jungle verb. Then on the return, add a compressor doing just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Now your glue is mostly filtered reverb tail, which tends to spike less than transient heavy audio. Variation 2. Tighten the wash if it's too constant. Add gate on Amen Atmos, turn on sidechain, feed it from your main drums, and adjust release so the tail survives, but it stops washing into every gap. This can be tighter than compressor ducking, especially for fast ghost note patterns. Variation 3. Quick windy tape his Atmos. High pass higher than you expect, like 400 to 700 HC. Add Redux with a tiny amount of downsample and very low dry slash wet. Add auto filter with a slow LFO gently moving a low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. Then a touch of saturator soft clip. You'll get motion and texture with almost no low end cost. Now, the 15 minute practice loop, so you actually lock this in. Load an Amen loop and slice it. Make a 2 bar beat with a clean snare on 2 and 4. Duplicate to Amen Atmos. On Amen Atmos, EQ 8 high pass at 300 HE. Drum bus transients around minus 30. Saturator with soft clip on and drive around 4 dB. Create return jungle verb. Hybrid reverb with low cut around 350 HZ. Sidechain duck MN Atmos from the snare for about 3 dB of gain reduction. Then a slash B test. Mute the Atmos. Does the groove feel smaller and drier? Unmute it. Does it feel glued without getting louder? If it feels louder, pull the MN Atmos fader down by 2 to 6 dB and recheck the drums group peaks. Your train glue without peak tax. Let's recap the winning formula. High pass the Atmos so it doesn't steal bass space. Reduce transients with drum bus so you're not adding peaks. Add controlled saturation with soft clipping for density. Put reverb on a return and filter it hard, especially the low end. Sidechain duck the Atmos from the snare so punch stays intact.